This is Akashvani, the news read by Hagiani. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow and the Rajya Sabha resumed at 2 p.m. today following the opposition ruckus over various issues including special intensive revision of electoral rolls. When Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after its first adjournment, the opposition party members again pressed for their demand. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has appealed to the opposition MPs not to disrupt the House proceedings. He said government is ready to discuss any issue in the House and the discussions should be held in a peaceful and disciplined manner. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has criticized the leaders of opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of Parliament over the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll, saying they don't need to dig out issues. Talking to the media outside the parliament, the minister said they do not need to find new issues and disturb the parliament. Meanwhile, the leaders of opposition parties, including Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi and others, held a protest outside the parliament and demanding the rollback of SIR on the second day of the winter session. The Election Commission has sought a detailed report regarding the submission of 100% enumeration forms across 2,208 booths in West Bengal. It noted that no uncollectible forms have been reported from these booths, which appears unrealistic. District election officers were instructed to submit their reports by 10 a.m. today. The Election Commission appointed Special Role Observer Subrata Gupta has begun consultations with the public, political parties and organizations to address grievances related to the SIR process. Yesterday, members of the CPIM and Congress met with the Special Role Observer to present their concerns. Senior BJP leader Dr. Prem Kumar has been elected the new Speaker of the 18th Bihar Legislative Assembly. Pro Tem Speaker Narendra Narayan Yadav announces unanimous election today, the second day of the assembly session. He has been elected unopposed. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that with the growing digitalization of the economy and emergence of new financial products, countries globally will have to cooperate with timely exchange of information while ensuring fairness and public trust in the tax system. Addressing the 18th Global Forum plenary meeting in New Delhi, the minister said transparency in tax matters has always gone beyond administrative reforms for India. Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that Sanchar Sathi app has been introduced for curbing misuse of telecom resources for cyber frauds and ensuring telecom cyber security. Speaking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Sindhya clarified that Sanchar Sathi app can be deleted from the mobile phone if anybody wants and it is up to the users whether to keep it installed or not. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam began today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath jointly inaugurated the event aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony took place at Namo Ghat this evening. The theme of the event this year is Let Us Learn Tamil or Tamil Karkalam. In his Mann Ki Baat program this Sunday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Kashi Tamil Sangamam has become an important platform for all those who are attached to the Tamil language. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, today said that aggressive posturing and immediate action of deployment of the carrier battle group during Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan Navy to remain close to their ports. In his annual press conference, Mr. Tripathi asserted that Operation Sindoor is still in progress and it reaffirmed India's commitment, readiness and its deterrence potential. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan has expressed grave concerns over reports about harsh detention conditions for former Prime Minister Imran Khan and alleged limitations on family to visit him. The rights body has urged the government to act and called on the federal authorities and the Punjab Home Department to review the situation. The commission said all actions must follow constitutional protections for the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf chief. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and Punjab today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.